Does hiring a marketer even make sense anymore? Probably not. But does hiring a marketing agency make sense? Probably not. And I hate that these things are true, but this is just where we are now. So the question for you is, great, what do I have to know? Well, what you have to know is already inside your business, and you need somebody who understands it to tell you that. But what I can tell you is the three mistakes that founders, CEOs, and entrepreneurs make when growing their business from multiple six figures to seven, even up to eight. And when you do this, right, you have to expand the marketing too. And this is exactly what we're covering today. The three mistakes that founders, CEOs, and entrepreneurs make when it comes to hiring marketing talent and using that to scale their business. So let's get to it. I wish I was wrong about this, and a lot of marketers are probably going to get mad at me, but this is 2025, or maybe you're even watching this in 2026 or 2027. Marketing agencies, the standard model is dead. Also, the standard in-house model is dead too. Meaning you can now use a combination of freelance labor, vendors, and maybe one in-house person, and you can have a 7, 8, or even 9-figure business running with the marketing being very, very small. This is the end of marketing departments in a sense, and the end of agencies. We're seeing both of this happen. Now, there's a few reasons for this that we're going to get to, but what do you have to know, right? If you were just going to keep watching just the next minute or two of this video and then click off, what's the necessary information? Well, it's not information. It's more so mistakes that we've seen over the years. And the first mistake I've seen founders make is hiring. They hire a marketer who is a glorified social media manager, and that is not going to help you. You're basically taking somebody who's you're paying $75,000, $100,000 plus a year to do what a virtual assistant could do. And the reason why we know that a virtual assistant can do that is because I've personally trained virtual assistants to do what marketers are supposed to do. But this is the big thing here. The marketer is not supposed to do that job. You're not supposed to get paid $75,000 or $100,000 a year and be writing posts. That's not what a marketer does. A marketer markets. A marketer is in charge of the marketing. The marketer doesn't write the posts. At least in 2025 and beyond, they shouldn't. The second mistake I see agencies making is actually hiring specialists. This is something that can be incredible. You can hire a specialist marketer and they're going to be so good at ads, or they're going to be so good at organic, or they're going to be so good at email. But that's the issue. When you're growing a company, of course, you need to nail one thing when it comes to your marketing. It could be organic on LinkedIn. It could be cold outbound. It could be email. Sure, that is true. But hiring a specialist is not going to help you build a team, right? So yeah, you can have the founder and then you can have the specialist for $120,000 a year. But then what? The second you have to run ads, or the second you have to create organic or create YouTube videos, how are they going to help you do that? Because they only know how to do one thing. That's why I think hiring a generalist as your first marketing hire is much better. You want to hire, whether it's a freelancer, a vendor, or an in-house person, you want to hire essentially a general contractor of marketing, right? You want somebody who's going to be able to hire and vet people that don't do what they do. That is a very, very valuable team member, right? So don't shoot right for the specialist. It's going to seem very attractive. They're really going to be able to sell you on how much they're going to grow your business on this one specific channel, but make sure they have the capability to help you expand your team too, because what we don't want is you hiring them for 1 year, and then when you go to expand the team, they can't help, and you got to get somebody new anyway. The next mistake I see founders make when it comes to building out this marketing arm is cost. How much do we spend? Should we spend? This is a big question. This is not one that's answerable in a YouTube video, because I don't know who you are on the other side. But one thing that I can tell you is that you do get what you pay for, kind of. It's complicated, because a lot of times marketers, they actually undersell, right? There's really two spectrums for marketers. They either undersell where they completely oversell, right? And you really want to find that middle ground. But back to it, how much do you spend on this thing? Well, you want to make sure the marketing you're already doing is working, okay? So before you hire anybody for marketing, whether that's in-house, freelancer, or vendor, make sure you know how and why the marketing you're currently doing is working or not working. Okay, how do I do that? Well, you actually have to hire somebody who only does that. So you may benefit from hiring somebody who's an expert in understanding where your marketing should go. And then they're going to explain, okay, we need a VP of marketing, a social media manager, and a podcast editor, right? Just for example, they're going to be able to show you, right? Essentially like a general contractor or like a wedding planner, right? They're going to show you, well, here's the florist. I have a DJ I recommend. This venue's I would go with this one. You just want somebody who knows the lay of the land. So those are just a few of the mistakes I see founders, entrepreneurs, and CEOs make when it comes to either making that first marketing hire, making that marketing decision, or hiring a vendor or freelancer to help them grow their business through their marketing. All right, you got the three. We now know the three mistakes that you should try to avoid, right? But how do you actually go ahead and do this? Well, we can get a little bit deeper here and dive into who can actually help you. We have an episode on this that, if you're watching on YouTube, is going to appear right now at this end screen. If you're listening on the audio, we'll throw in the show notes. But it's, do I hire a virtual assistant? Do I hire a producer? Or who do I hire to help me take this off of my plate? That's going to be the next episode for you. Go ahead and click if you enjoyed this one and like beards in marketing, because that's exactly what we do here. I'm Ryan Sullivan. Appreciate you. I'm going to catch you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.